This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Hospitals can be extremely noisy places. In fact, quietness is one of the lowest-rated categories on national surveys of hospital quality. And
the situation is getting worse rather than getting better.
Eileen Bush Vishniak, an acoustician and president of Beogrin Consulting. She talked about hospital noise at a session during the Acoustical Society of America meeting this week in New Orleans. Bush Vishniak says she and her colleagues have tested speech intelligibility in hospital halls and at nurse stations, and they found poor or marginal scores across the board.
In fact, the speech, communication, and noise problem is so bad that most hospitals in the U.S. have eliminated the ability to phone in pharmaceutical orders. You now must deliver them in writing because they were getting too many errors.
So how to calm the cacophony? She suggests more closed doors to give patients peace and quiet, or instituting or continuing so-called quiet times when nurses interact less with patients, they turn the lights down and keep voices low, and installing more acoustic-absorbing tiles. Finally, she recommends fewer audio alarms.
Now that alarms frequently are gathered centrally at nursing stations, it seems less necessary to have them also ringing at the bedside of patients. And if we could turn those off, we would remove some of the most distracting sounds from the environment.
The idea wouldn't be to eliminate all bedside alarms, but to keep only the most essential ones in audio form. And in dampening the decibels, give patients what they really need, rest.
What's that for?
That's the machine that goes bing! You see, that means your baby is still alive.
And that's the most expensive machine in the whole hospital.
Yes, it cost over £750,000.
Aren't you lucky?
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.